Hi, Laura. How are you? Yeah, just give me a sec. Am I audible now? Hello, am I audible? Yep. Oh, yes, Akash. Oh yes, Shubham. Yep. Yes, I can give 10, 15 minutes. Yep. Yes, I'm working with the Mitcham Council. I'm a project engineer here. And I have worked with Shubham here as one of the asset officer. Yep. Technically, yes, because it was more like we required assistance for conditional assessment. So it's not a big council, but it's mainly we require certain assistance. So what we do is we hire person through the agency. So it's not like it's a hiring. We just do a contract with the other companies. They give us the asset officer, and then we do everything within our capacity. Yep. Yes. To be honest, I joined Mitcham in March. So he was there when I joined. So I had two different positions. So I worked with him nearly like 3 months, and then I just got promoted. So I'm also doing another thing now. But I worked with him nearly 3 to 4 months, not sure exact date, but definitely after March. Yeah. Yep. Oh, definitely. I think we are still having a contract with the company. So, yes, definitely. We have annual-based things. So every year we just take 2 to 3 months on. Once you finish the job, they are free to go and they just do their other jobs. But yeah, it's just a conditional assessment throughout the council. Yep. So our main focus, yep, our main focus was just to get the conditional assessment and get the priority list to look at the capital program. So we are having a kind of a small council based on that. What we need is we have 10-year projection that what we're going to do. But in that 10-year projection, we need to know every year, is there anything that we need to push and back to the sequences based on the asset condition? We need to do a condition assessment, and then we revised all the capital list every year. So all the task he used to do is just to get the condition, look at the roads, footpaths, stormwaters, and all the capital assets we have, and then looking forward to that, it's more about putting all the details into the GIS. We use IntraMaps here, but it's more about putting into the GIS, and we just upload it, and then we can utilize from our end. So it was just restricted to that part only. I would say he's good at detailed things, I would say, while detailing, like sometimes I have some issues with when I'm working with spreadsheet and things, you get confused a lot of different things because he has to manage GIS as well as condition and different spreadsheet. So I think I never found any, what can I say, the errors in that. from him, so he's good at, I would say, what do you call, accuracy, attention to detail. Yep, I will say he's good at it. Yep. Yes, we don't have much of deadline here, but yes, we always go through like 3 months contract, and yeah, he has been, I mean, what I know is he was well within the limit, and in terms of ability, I would say he was the only guy from the organization, and he handled quite well because we have different teams, design and delivery teams, and sometimes he has to answer some things with delivery team that why you choose this over that, but he has been good. Yep. I would say excellent because, yeah, with the capital, you always need to count the budget in, and then he gets the list. And once he gets the list, as I just mentioned earlier, he has to coordinate with delivery team just to make sure things are clear and in the way. So yes, I think it's great. I would say it's excellent. He is managing really good. Not much technical because it's all being stepwise. We have already following this system from like quite 4 or 5 years. But I would say one time I can recall is when we had issue with the technical data, like he sent all the uploads to the GIS and it didn't happen. So he has his all the data backed up, and I like the fact that sometimes people just feels annoying to, you know, copy paste the data from one to other, but he was been ready for that if somehow technology doesn't work, he has his own backup. So I was really grateful that he had that backup. Otherwise, he would have messed up everything. Yeah. Yep, I think he went really good. I mean, I would say we never had any trouble in terms of data and accuracy. And yep, sometimes our systems are down, things are either other way around, but yeah, sometimes he has to redo it because of the server errors, but yeah, he's been fine. He's doing a good job. Yep. We use IntraMaps from TechOne. Maps from TechOne. TechOne is one of the local government tools. I mean, not all, most of the council use. Yep. Synergy. I'm not that detailed, to be honest. Yeah. I think I've always come across this when in different meetings, we always had conflicts between ArcGIS and our IntraMaps. So I'm not sure whether they are working in ArcGIS, but definitely we are in IntraMaps, and that's what I know. Sorry, I couldn't. Yeah. Well, it's little bit difficult to say yes or no on that note, but yes, he was the only person from his organization, mainly responsible from the organization for us. And yep, with the regional, I would say, yeah, we are pretty much kind of a hilly area and remote, I would say. But yeah, he's been good. It's kind of odd for me, but yeah. He can work independently. He has worked independently. Yeah. No, I think, yep, it was a good relation. We never had any conflicts or anything. Yep, it was always in standard terms and always followed procedures. Yep, I don't remember any time we had heat up argument or anything with any team member or any departments in this council. So, yep, it was a good experience. We don't know he's going up or applying somewhere, but that's why. Yeah. All right, no worries. Thank you. Have a lovely day. Bye.